Gendarmenmarkt, Touristen fasziniert. Und Größenbahn am Alex triumphiert. Wenn an Stieglitz auch die Schlossstraße nicht reizt. Und den Schöneberg als in den Finger spreizt. Ja, das ist Berlin. Sich mit und ohne präsentiert und am 1. Mai die Fensterscheibe klirrt, wo das Ampelmännchen noch sein Hütchen trägt und des Lampenladens letzte Stunde schlägt. Zurückgeblieben nicht nur an der Bahn und der Mode ganz und gar nicht zugetan. Ach, die Hertha reißt das Ruder.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here today to do some more instantaneous healings with everybody. So again, just kind of sit back and relax, and we'll kind of walk you through some healings with the Lightship. And if you can activate, you see the activations coming shortly on this beautiful light beam. So kind of scroll down and maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar, and it'll be underneath the beautiful blinking flower. What you first want to do is click on the Monday show here at 4 to 5. And then from there, scroll down. And you're going to see the little fast chat above the blinking flower. If you want to communicate with us, you can just click on that. And then from there, you want to minimize your fast chat. And then scroll down to get the beautiful light beam. And then bring the fast chat up over again on the bottom of your screen. That way you can have both of these up at the same time. So again, we're going to be doing an activation here of the light beam in a few minutes here. We'll see if Sylvia is online. So Sylvia, are you there?
I am here. Welcome, everybody, and thanks for bearing with us. We had a little technical difficulty at the beginning of the hour. So I think we've got that all squared away now, and we're here, and we're happy to be with you. So today we'll be continuing the theme from our last show. If you were with us Saturday night, you'll know that we were discussing the subject of being in the now. And we were talking about the benefits spiritually of being present in our lives and being in the now, and the things that tend to drive us out of the present, such as traumas and so forth, and how these beautiful light beings from the Creation Lightship work with Ron to do healings with us to enable us to move out of our past and come into the present, and have those things that were affecting us healed so that we can be whole and complete and in the now. And if you were with us, you'll recall on Saturday night that while we were talking about that subject, the Lightship told Ron that they wanted to do a healing with us that would help us each with that. So Ron took us through a very powerful, wonderful healing with the Creation Lightship, where they brought each person's spirit back into the moment, bringing it forward from the past few months for those of us who were stuck in the events of the recent past, and bringing it actually back from the future for those of us who had projected themselves out into the future and got everyone in present. And it was a very powerful experience, and it was just truly wonderful. And we had many people calling in and commenting on that, as well as commenting on the fast chat of that.
Well, it looks like maybe Sylvia went off the air here, so maybe we can have her come back on or something here. So I'll just continue on here. So what we're going to do now is activate the light beam. So again, just have her in front of your screen here. And what we're going to do now is put some energy there from this light beam. So kind of watch the screen here. And so take probably about a half a minute for her to get energized. And again, just kind of relax. And it looks like she's starting to get activated. And the energies now is starting to come in. There are lights around her. These beautiful rays are changing. And you may see this beautiful shape of her face start to come out in front of you. Her eyes are becoming more intensified. And she's starting to lift off the page. So again, just kind of watch this here. And within probably 15 seconds, she'll begin to do some healings with us here. And I'm just kind of moving my head back and forth right now. And watching the beautiful light beam. And you may actually see it yourself. And are you back again, Sylvia?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Great. Okay. So the light beam now is fully activated. Now, remember, the light ship uses heart energy. And the heart energy connects heart to heart. So we're just going to do a chakra opening right now. So just sit back and relax. So heart chakra. We're going to reposition that so it's in the right location for everyone. And now we're going to go to your third eye. Your throat and your third eye. Perfect. Power chakra. Second chakra, first chakra. Now we're going to do an opening for everyone. So you may feel your heart opening up a little more and more. So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And again, going up to your throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Beautiful. So now we're going to have this divine light being do some healing work with us. So again, just sit back and relax, and she's going to be connecting to your heart. And you may start to feel this energy going through your body. And I'll put some music on for the next maybe minute or so here. And again, just enjoy this experience and request your healings. And request maybe two or three things. project, since we talked about bringing people into the moment here, I'll do a sample of that healing that we did last Saturday here. And this will put your spirit into this present moment. So we're going to go back maybe a couple of months ago in the past, and we're going to bring your spirit fully present here. So we're going to go from 2 months. In fact, we should go 3 months. So I'll go 3 months to 2 months to 1 month. So here we go. 3 months to 2 months. So I'll just count backwards here from 10. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You might feel your energy shift in your body as we're reclaiming your spirit that's kind of out through your ways. Here we go again. 2 months to 1 month. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to go from 1 month down to the different weeks here. So fourth week, or fourth to third week, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Third week to second, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And second to first, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then from that time to 1 hour from now, in the past, 1 hour. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And from the last hour to this present moment, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so you should feel possibly a shift in your consciousness. And what we're going to do now is the same process. If you happen to have projected your spirit into the future, maybe looking for future desires in your life, we're going to bring back. So we're going to go maybe the same thing, 3 months into the future, coming back down to 2. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 2 to 1 month, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now we're going to go into the week. So fourth week to third week, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And third to second, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Second to first, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now 1 to the last week to this hour, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to bring you from that future hour to right now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So if you'd like to get on the Fast Chat and comment on that, you can. Just click on Fast Chat above the blinking flower there, or below the blinking, above the blinking flower, I believe, and you can communicate with us here. So how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Oh, it feels really wonderful. It just feels like kind of...
I think we have a caller there.
You can imagine the, a glass of water pouring out and then all that energy coming back and, on rewind and coming back into the glass and feeling full. It's a wonderful feeling of being all collected up and full in the present, so it's great.
I think I heard a beep. Do we have a caller online? Well, maybe not. Okay. So we'll do another clearing. You want to describe this new clearing also, Sylvia?
Yeah, well, now that the spirit is in present, basically that is one part of the whole picture. And there's more parts to the picture, which can be specifically the mind. And mentally, our mental energy can get scattered about in a variety of ways. Our mind, for example, can get stuck in the past thinking about pictures, mental pictures of a time, in the past that you loved, or a time when you were with someone that you loved, or it could be a past, a mental trauma of some kind. There's all kinds of ways that the mind can get out of present time. For children, you can see a lot of times in school, for example, they're not really there. They're daydreaming, or their mind is maybe kind of stuck in pictures that they might have been seeing in their video games or even TV or a movie and different things like that. So all those things can kind of keep your mind in a bit of a fog. Like, I'm sure we can all relate to times that we felt like we were experiencing brain fog or lack of mental clarity or just being scattered about mentally and not really in present time. So today when we were talking just before the show. The Lightship brought out this healing with Ron and said that they would like to do this. So over to you, Ron, to do a sampling of that.
It's supposed to be the same type of clearing, but this will be with your mind and your thoughts. So here we go. So we're going to go from the past and bring it up. Hearing a little echo in the background there. So here we go. So the third month back, the second. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And second month to the first. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now from the first to the third week, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Third week to the second, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And second to first week, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Now the first down to 1 hour, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 1 hour to now, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So just kind of sit back for maybe a few minutes here, and you might want to see how this feels. We're going to do the future right now. In fact, you just take 15 seconds here and just kind of see how it senses in your body, how you feel. I'll be back in about 15 seconds here. And this is a very powerful healing to get your thoughts in alignment. Everything needs to be in alignment for manifestation. It has to be exactly on time. So here we go again. We're going to go now for people whose minds are in the future. So we're going to go 3 months to the second month and bring you back. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Second to the first, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. First to the third week. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Third to the second. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Second to 1 week ago. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now we're going from 1 week to 1 hour. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now we're going from 1 hour in the future to right now. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So there we are. So you can just see how your body responds here. And I'll just let you have a couple minutes here just to integrate this healing. I'll put some music on for you, and again, just sit back and relax and do this sampling of this beautiful healing here. Okay, so hopefully you've had a wonderful experience now, and you should feel these energies just flowing right into the present moment. Remember, you have to have your spirit and your mind connected together in the moment. This is how the light ship works also. So you have to be completely here to do your manifestations, to do yourself the wonderful healing that you'd like to have in your body, and to actually be here, you know, living in the present moment. So how are you feeling, Sylvia?
That felt very powerful, and I can only imagine what it must like to be like to do the whole lifetime for someone. It seems like that would just really put them in a position where they could just think very clearly and be connected with their, you know, integrated with their body, mind, and spirit, and be fully in the present. So that's very wonderful. So how would someone connect with you to do that kind of healing for their whole lifetime?
Yeah, they can either call my toll-free number, which is 877-384-3257, 384-3257, or they can connect with me through the email of healing@creationlightship.com. It's just underneath the beautiful light beam there. Just scroll down and you can click on that to connect instantly with me on an email. And this is just a sampling of some of the healings that we do. I think we're going to do a trauma healing for people. So if you have any traumas that you've experienced inside of your body, or mentally or anything like that, this will help you with that. So again, it's the like we call it a chakra clearing, but it's only like 1% is what the chakras are actually being used for. There's much more than that that the light beings are doing for you. Each person normally has at least probably 3 light beings working with you and myself for the healing. So here we go. So 6th chakra. This point in time back to your last birthday. So 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, one more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Another year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And another year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, so I just see how this feels now. And you may also like that experience, so just kind of sit back and relax. And again, I'll just put some music on again here for about a minute so you can experience this healing. And it's always best to look back upon your past in those years, maybe a couple of years back, and just see how your body senses, feels, how you feel about incidents that happened to you that you've experienced in the past. And these will be actually be released from you. You'll see the actual scenario happening, but you won't feel the pain, the resentment, the fear, the anxiety of what you've experienced. light beam for healing right now. That's on your monitor screen. Are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Boy, that was wonderful. And I also would like to bring up the other clearing that you do that works with the mind, and that's the mental body clearing, which I know you've referred to as like defragmenting your home computer. So it has to do, I believe, with basically getting your left and right brain working together and your thoughts cleared and organized and that kind of thing. So that's a little bit different than the one that we just did a few minutes ago that has to do with bringing the mind into present. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, the mental clearing helps people. It can makes you feel like your thoughts are kind of connected more together. You can think clearer, think faster. It's a very nice feeling. And as I'm doing these clearings, I have the realization, which you may also listening, that, boy, our poor body has to deal with so much and what it's really carrying and having to release for this ascension process. It's quite something. And how it can even wake up every morning and to do what it has to do for us. It's incredible, of the pressure that it's under reform. Just look at just these clearings and how much better you feel. Think how your body feels, its energetics, and how much better it can work and be in this life with you. So anyway, we'll do a sample of the mental clearing here. And the mental clearing, like we said, is like defragmenting your home computer. And it mainly can help you get rid of mind chatter, and it can also help you think quicker and faster. Maybe if you multiply numbers together, it'll be instantaneous for you versus trying to figure out how to find those numbers and then put them together, in a mathematical formula to actually do the work. So here we go. This is the same process. So sixth chakra from this moment in time to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second cleared, first cleared. And so there you go. There's that type of clearing. And we'll just put on some more music here for you to take a listen and sit back and relax and kind of contemplate how this healing has benefited you so far. Just look at your life, maybe the last couple of years, too, and see and do your mental thinking right now. And just see how you feel, how your body's responding to this here. Thank you. kind of back in the now again here. So hopefully you requested various healings from the light being here. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Very good. And it's really interesting, the difference between the mental clearing and the clearing that you did, bringing the mind into the present. And the two of them together seem to be a really powerful combination. And for me, it just feels very good. And I know also you just received a communication from someone that had the mental clearing earlier this week, and I'd like to read that for the listeners because it's really a great example of what you can have happen when you do the mental clearing. And this person, I'll just read some excerpts from their communication, and it says, "I feel as if I've had a huge shift. So far, I've been able to process information more quickly with an accuracy that I haven't known since my early college years. This morning when I read, I was able to read a full paragraph with a slight glance at each line. I had thought that my ability to process numbers and abstract mathematical concepts had left me. I equated it with an intense car incident where the car I was driving was hit in the passenger side, rendering the car practically totaled, and me, well, I've been living with the effects of that for 21 years. I have a deep sense that what I perceived to be blocking my intellect had to do with the effects of that car incident, and that these are now lifted from me. I am also free of having to cage myself in and block my intellect. More time will tell how all of this plays out. I am also noticing that I am remembering more pleasant memories and even simply remembering events from my life back through childhood. I previously was not able to recall really much of my life at all. The memories came at come at random times, and it pleases me to see that I can remember them and have no negative emotion towards them. What I do feel is a sense of grace that I experienced that event, whether it was a swim meet or a walk in the park, or even perceived traumatic ones like the car accident. I'm feeling an overall sense of peace, and I'm standing taller and more erect. I'm observing without judgment. I'm able to discern quickly the mental and emotional habits that try to come in, but there simply isn't any energy in them. They do not spawn negative emotions or an emotional tailspin that in the past would have lasted for days. Now it all simply dissipates like a gentle breeze. I am feeling more complete, and I am looking forward to coming into my body more and more. I love this ascension process." So that's very wonderful. Really a joy to hear someone have that experience with that. And I know you get a lot of feedback from people who have had those clearings, and I just wanted to share that one because it was really a special one. So I hope you all enjoyed hearing that. And I guess we have to look at the time. It's about 4:41 now, so we have about 10, 15 minutes left to go. And, Ron, I guess I'll let you decide what we have time for still here.
Well, I think we'll do an emotional clearing for everyone. This is, you know, what I'd like everybody to start off with on all the clearings. And like I said, if you only do one thing with me your lifetime, do this emotional clearing. It's that important. But it frees you up so you can have your spirit come more fully into your body. Remember, the reason why you don't heal is, number one, your spirit is not in your body enough to divine energy to you. That's number one. And number two is the fact that emotional densities that you have are taking your healing away from you, from this dense emotional body. And it can bring you entities, and entities will definitely suck and take your energy. So emotional clearing puts you into the moment versus having to waste all of your energy into the past or maybe into the future a little bit. But typically we mainly work in the past. Remember, who you think you are is your emotional traumas and densities. And you can, you know, validate that very easily by going and meeting a friend of yours and maybe go out to eat with them or talk with them on the telephone. And lo and behold, within 10 minutes, they're going to be talking about their problems that they're dealing with, that's recycling over and over and over again inside of their mind. These are all emotional traumas that are trying to get healed, but it comes out like a soap opera. And, you know, like I tell people, know, your life is like going to a large cinema theater, and it's the same movie in each one of these theaters playing, but it's just different actors. And so this is kind of how you're running your life and living your life, because you're living in the past. Very few people actually live in the moment and are in the observation mode and neutrality. They're always in the past with judgments, and that judgment will kill you. This is why you have to release this to get your spirit into your body. Your spirit cannot and will not come into judgment energies for healing. So, you know, if you hear anything that I've said so far in this program, remember that, because it's the true fact. So you want to become more in your body. Use your spirit that's with you to help heal you. You have to release these densities. So we're going to do an emotional clearing. And it's like the other ones, like the trauma clearing, like the mental clearing. And here we go. So we're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. Remember, you don't have to feel this. Some people are not feeling people, you know. They just listen and wondering what's happening, and it is going to work for you anyway. So, like I say, most males, only 1% actually feel, and women are about 50-50. So, not a prerequisite for you to have a healing. So here we go. Right now to your last birthday, so 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5th chakra, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And go back one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So this is an emotional clearing, the sampling. This is what I do. These clearings where I do the chakra clearings like this here, the price on them is $5 for each year of your life. Take your age times 5. And if you're over 60, I give a senior discount, and all those years above 60 are free to you. So again, just sit back and relax and just kind of experience now, looking back upon your past, what you've experienced in your life in these years that we just got through clearing, and they should look very, very distant to you. So we're going to just play some music here, and you can again ask this beautiful light being for healing. And I'll see you back in a couple minutes again. now what we're going to do is do some entity clearing for everybody. So we're going to put you more into your body, needed desperately for everyone here. So let's do some entity clearing here to have you have more spirit energy with you. So we're clearing away these entities right now from you. Remember, they come in because of pain, trauma, and fear as your spirit leaves your body. So it's very important to reclaim your spiritual energy over again. And this is what you should be doing daily with yourself. And part of living here. So we're clearing away entities right now. And here we go. I'm going to bring more of your spirit back to you. So these are energies that have left you from, like I said, pain, trauma, fear, etc. And they're being cleansed, put back into balance again. And I'll count to 10 as you come back more into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now you're in your body a little stronger. Do some more entity clearing here. And again, this is your responsibility to be in your body. Remember, if you're not home, who is? You know, the old saying is lights on, nobody home, or, you know, porch light on dim, you know. So you can look at your eyes, too, to see how you are in your body. If your lights are kind of shiny and clear, then that means you're in your body real well. And a good way to tell from yourself how you are, relate to yourself, or to see somebody in their body is to maybe go see some children who maybe are in, say, kindergarten or first grade, something like that. And you're going to notice that their eyes are always sparkly and bright. And then pick somebody who's older and look at their eyes and just kind of compare them. That'll give you an idea of the percentage that you're in your body. Or look at somebody who's been on drugs for a long, long time. You know, if you see the different photographs of people, you know, maybe at the library who are on the most wanted list or whatever, just look at their eyes. There's TV programs, too, probably that's out now, that can actually, you know, show pictures of people. And look at their eyes. If their eyes aren't clear and bright, they're not home. So, I mean, an entity came in, maybe thousands of them, and they're taking them, the body, for a ride wherever it wants to go to. It's like the marionette and the puppet, and your body's the puppet. And, you know, it's your responsibility to keep your spirit home so that awful things don't happen to you if entities come in. And so what happens is if you get drunk a lot or, you know, say smoke pot or take, you know, prescription drugs that alter your mind or even other drugs that maybe not be legalized, once you take those, you know, you're on, you know, typically a trip to hell in a sense because you're kicking your spirit out of your body. At that point, you know, you have to initially at some point become accountable for your actions. And your spirit's here to protect you, to help you, to give you guidance. So you should be more in your body right now. What we're going to do is bring you in through your feet, give your feet some more energy. So, and your legs. So here we go. We're going to take you out and bring you in through the bottom of your ankles and knees. You're coming in, and you might feel tingles happening, and take you out again, and in, and we go, and out, and in, 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 out, and in, out, and in, out, and in, and you should feel a little heavier as you're sitting down right now. Out and in. You might feel like you gained about 50 pounds. Out and in, 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 in, out and in, out and in, and in, out and in, out and in, and out and in. There, now you're in your body more fully. Most spirits don't want to go below the waist area because they've kind of been here and done that. So what happens is as you get older, you start having leg problems. You start getting varicose veins. Maybe your legs start to swell up. As your spirit is not in your body enough to give you life force energy there to heal your body. So as you think about that, you go, wow, I better get back into my body for these healings to occur in my life. So this is very, very important. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, I feel great. I just really love it when you do that with the feet because I feel it so strongly. And you're right. I feel like I just kind of sank into my chair with more weight. So it's definitely, I guess that's a sign that I really needed that right now because I really felt it. So that was great. And I know we're getting really close to the end of the time. I've got a couple of questions from the fast chat that I'd like to address. One is from Stephen, and he says, so how does this emotional clearing work with children?
Yeah, the healing works wonderful with children because, remember, if you look back upon what you have now as far as your emotional baggage and how it has set you back in your life through habit patterns that you may have had or fear of not doing something, just think of yourself if those blocks were not with you. You know, maybe you had a school teacher in the third grade who told you that maybe you're goofing around a little bit in class and maybe she made an example out of you and said what a fool you were, etc. And maybe you wanted to become a comedian. And so, you know, what you were doing then was kind of playing the role of being a comedian, but they said, no, you can't do that any longer, and you got reprimanded. So maybe you squashed that talent that you could have had as you were trying to bring it out in the third grade. So this is the most important thing, is to get these traumas released from you so you can become all you can be. Remember, your spirit came into your body for a reason, and it came in to express through creativity, through your genetics, because everybody has special talents. And like they say, if you look back upon your life, what you seem to do when you were younger is what your real talent is. And I'll just say hypothetically, maybe from maybe the sixth grade on down before you got too much parental and external negativity blocking you from doing what you really want to do. So kind of look at those different talents that you had, and that's really probably what you're trying to express in this lifetime. And if you're not doing that, you might just sit back and relax and kind of maybe think about those scenarios. That's probably who you really are. So I think we have maybe about a minute more to go here. So I would like to thank all the ones that have sent me donations for being on this radio show. I really appreciate that because it helps this mission move forward. So whoever sent that, if they're listening, blessings to all of you. And I really appreciate it. And do you have anything to say to Silver before we sign off here?
Well, just adding to what you said about the emotional clearing in response to Stephen's question, I'll just mention that it's very easy to do the emotional and all the clearings with children, no matter what their age are, even if it's an infant, because you simply call Ron and connect with him, and he can do the healing through you. If your child is too young to, you know, actually be on the phone with him. So it's wonderful to do. I have done some of that myself and have talked with others who have done that as well. And it's the best gift that you could possibly give your kids or any loved ones at all, including your pets, which respond to it beautifully as well. So other than that, I'll just say thank you very much for being with us. We're going to be back Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And if you have any other questions or you'd like to connect with Ron, you can email him at healing@creationlightship.com. And thank you again. Much love to everyone. And I'll sign off. Bye-bye.
Hey, and the same here. And I just will add on the emotional clearing. I don't have to have the person on the phone or, you know, if you're divorced and or maybe you want to do it for a grandchild who's in maybe in Hawaii or someplace, you know, some distant area. I don't have to have or be with that person. So that's the benefit of the Creation Light Ship, is that they will work with anybody and they'll connect with them. So this is the divine working, you know, with you. So blessings to everybody, and we'll sign off now. So thank you for listening to our program, and hopefully we'll see you on Wednesday. Goodbye.
And most people, they're wary of me. I believe.